yeah, isn't that the truth? Well, I just recently interfaced a 250 to an MSF 5000. It's going to my friends in Western New York. And actually, that 250 came out of the Master 2 that I have up north. The overall Master 2 came from the estate of Dale W9LKI down in Indiana. It used to be tied into the East Coast Reflector for a long time before he passed away. I got it from his estate sale. And it eventually made its way up to our place. But, you know, I put the All-Star, you know, in as a controller for that, because I wanted to be able to link in. That was the first 250, first CAT controller in general that I've really done any work with, and it almost broke my brain trying to figure out how to program it, because for some reason the logic behind how they explain their commands and the way things work, I just could not. I've been doing this crap since the late 80s, and I just could not wrap my brain around that. And finally something clicked, and I had to default the thing. There was some weird glitched in it, and it was not working right, handling the CORs and stuff properly. And we got it. Yeah, most of the stuff I've played with over the years has been the RLCs and the SCOM stuff, or now the RC210. I think I've set up four of those now. You know, the one on my repeater, the U of M. 10 meter and UHF setup is using one of those, and another friend in Western New York. I'm just completing the second one I've done for him. Yeah, I really like the 210. It's pretty good. The software for it works, on the computer for programming, works very, very well.